Earth and Sky.
Saturday, October 27th. Tomorrow, Sunday morning, the blazing planet Venus will reach its greatest western elongation.
That means it's farthest from the sun before dawn tomorrow for 2007. At greatest western elongation, Venus shines as the morning star. You can't miss it if you look in the eastern pre-dawn sky.
The orbit of Venus lies inside Earth's orbit, so this planet never strays far from the sun in our sky. Even when farthest from the sun on the sky's dome, like tomorrow morning, you see Venus closer to the horizon than to the sky's overhead point.
At this particular morning elongation of Venus, this planet will appear higher in northern hemisphere skies than it will in the southern hemisphere. That's because it's autumn now in the northern hemisphere and spring in the southern hemisphere. At its greatest morning elongation in spring, Venus always stands sideways of the sunrise point on the horizon. That means Venus stays close to the horizon on springtime mornings.
But on autumn mornings, Venus always stands above the sunrise point, so it soars high into the autumn morning sky. So look for Venus, the blazing morning star, at its farthest from the sun before sunrise tomorrow morning.
Our thanks today to Research Corporation, America's first foundation for science advancement. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.